Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings, with a look at the month of February 2015. And there's some great events that are taking place this month that are going to be visually worth paying attention to, beginning with the full moon that's going to be happening very close to Jupiter and Regulus. And also at the time of the cross quarter, a very important time to ancient people, and especially when there was a full moon near a cross quarter point. And a cross quarter, of course, is the halfway point between the December solstice and the March equinox. And this is the time of Candlemas, the lighting of the candles, which was an overlay of an older tradition called Imbolc. So the lengthening of light in the northern hemisphere as we are moving towards spring, and of course the opposite season in the southern hemisphere. And then of course we have the Jupiter opposition to the sun happening on February 6th, so not far from that full moon window, Jupiter comes into opposition to the sun, something that happens once each year, and it's helping to magnify and illuminate the full moon point of Jupiter in Leo and what it means to really truly love ourselves and have that experience of healthy self-love, not from a place of self entitlement, but rather from a place of knowing that we are divine and so is everyone else. So a lot more about that in the weekly timings on each of those factors. Of course, Mercury is going to station direct. And we're going to have a Mercury teleclass that benefits the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School that Daniel and I will be doing on February 10th. We'd love to have you join us. There's a link in the February timings where you can access that, or you can go to the website, shamanicastrology.com, and look under the audio teleclasses 2015, and you can find the information about that. And it really is going to go into what Mercury how we experience Mercury from its sign and element personally and collectively, and what the synodic cycle overtone adds, the element of Mercury adds to all of that. And of course we'll be honoring the station direct of Mercury in Aquarius as the new overtone for the next 120-day cycle. So we'd love to have you join us. All the proceeds, every bit of it, goes to support the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, a 501c3 educational nonprofit. And it's a great way to learn more about the importance of the Mercury cycle and how Mercury can show up for you personally, as well as how it affects us collectively. And so we also this month, another big feature is the coming together of Venus and Mars. And they're really together all month within 10 degrees of each other. But we'll be making an exact conjunction on February 21st, a sacred union around the first degree of Aries, which is very significant, also happening within the window of Venus moving through the third gate, reclaiming her solar plexus chakra, personal power. So I've speculated in the weekly audios what that means, as well as we will be speculating and talking about the mythic stories connected to Venus and Mars coming together in the sky, some of the stories like the story of Inanna and Amuzi, the story of Rapunzel, and other stories, and maybe what are the new stories we're creating around this now. Tammy and I, who've been doing the Venus teleclass, and Daniel and Eric, who've been doing the Mars teleclass, are joining together for this class. It'll be on February 19th. We'd love to have you join us for that. And again, all the proceeds from that class will support the school. So it's like a fundraiser for the school, and we'd love to have you participate and to be able to help us also dream into what this is about. Because not only will we have our insights, but we'll have time open for people to share what they may be getting around this, and we can co-collaborate in sort of activating what it means to be having Venus and Mars together at a new moon, at a Venus gate, in the places they are in their respective cycles so much that is such a rich topic and so exciting to be a part of. And also the new moon will be a what's being now called a super moon, although we've called eclipses super moons for years. This seems to be have been adopted into the main stream sort of vocabulary, that when a moon is close to the earth, a new moon or a full moon is close to the earth, that's called a perigee moon, that it's a super moon. And there's six of them this year. I've talked a lot about that in the audios, the weekly audios, as well as the written version of the February timings for those who want more of those details. And converging with the Venus and Mars conjunction seems extremely significant. Also, another big feature that's happening, and it's actually something that I'll be talking about when I do the overview for 2015. I have not had time because of all the classes I've been teaching in the month of January. So I'm planning to get that done here in the next couple of days to do the 2015 overview. But one of the things that will be included is the moon occultations over Aldebaran, the series of 49. Plus, I've gone into greater detail about that in the weekly audios and how this is related to the 19-year cycle of the moon. When there are series of occultations that happen, it's definitely related to what's going on with the moon. And I actually have an intention to create a YouTube video about that when I get a chance to do that sometime, hopefully to do that. So these events are helping us to be inspired around not only our own personal dreaming, a new dream for the earth, which is very important and something I featured very strongly in the February timings. But the new dream for ourselves and the dreaming energy and how the planets are helping us with that. So that is a very strong theme for February, as we are the dreamers. We are the ones who are helping to dream the new dream. And it is important that we are conscious and we are participating. So my favorite saying for this work, for working with shamanic astrology, is that we inform the mysteries as much as they inform us. It is a relationship. And when we are in conscious relationship with these energies, we are able to then help bring into manifestation the new dream, the dream of the new earth, and how we can all be in a place of greater magic, greater synchronicity. It is a personal experience that I've had that I would love for everybody to have. And I think that many people that have been involved with a stronger connection to the sky, the living relationship with the earth, the living relationship with the sky, and how the sky and the earth are relating to one another. It's such a powerful, magical, inspiring, creating a sense of excitement and enthusiasm and hope for what it is that we can co-create together. And I thank you all for joining me on this journey.